All right. Well, our next guest is one that we always love to speak with and see up on the big stage. And he's also brought a friend and composer with him. So I'm excited to share these folks with you. Of course, it is Maestro Christopher James Lees with the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra and Jeremy Lamb, who is a composer of one of the pieces at the next concert. So welcome.
Thank you so much for braving the cold weather.
Thank you.
Hey, for WRHI and you. Ashley Lang and Trent Ferris, we are going to do it. We are going to be here.
Thank you so much. Well, take us to the concert. We'll just start there. Take us to the concert next Saturday. It's going to take place February the 7th.
February 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Sullivan Auditorium at Sullivan Middle School. We could not be more excited to be one of the leaders in our community for celebrating the America 250th birthday. Mm-hmm. And this program is one component of what the Rock Hill Symphony is going to be doing to acknowledge this really significant milestone. And so the program focuses all on American music and with a specific eye and ear and intention towards amplifying the things about Rock Hill, South Carolina that make our experience, our local experience of America, so potent and unique and significant and impactful. And to those ends, we've got a number of great pieces, including the fanfare called Champions Come to Rock Hill.
Yes, which we've heard that before.
That's
right.
And we're performing that. That was our very first Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra commission that I helped be a part of. And then our second Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra commission is by this gentleman to my right, Mr. Jeremy Lamb.
That's me. This is
a brand new flute concerto for one of our colleagues up the road. I've known Jeremy, I guess it's been close to 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And so not only do we have music that people will know, like the Barber Adagio for Strings, which is one of the most heartbreaking and beautifully somber but expressively powerful pieces just for the strings, as well as the Copland Billy the Kid Suite, which is about America's favorite outlaw, we have a brand new piece that, again, focuses our attention onto Rock Hill.
Yeah, so,
Chris, I don't know why you had to put the most beautiful piece ever right before my piece.
I think that's where it belongs.
Oh, okay. It's how it stacks up,
right?
That's right. Well, Jeremy, with that being said, of course, this is Jeremy Lamb. He is a composer. Tell us a little bit about your piece and how you start composing a song did I call it the right thing?
A piece.
So what does that look like? And tell us what we can look forward to while we attend the concert.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. Yeah. Thanks for hosting. So a while ago, I had this idea that I thought it would be really cool to write a piece for orchestra that started with just a single player. And then one by one, people started adding in until eventually the full orchestra is playing. And I thought, well, what would that first player be playing? And so I came up with this sort of a slow, sort of ruminative melody that is the opening of the piece, and that is what Victor, the flutist, will be playing. And so then eventually half the cellos come in, and the second half the cellos come in, and the basses come in, and the violas, and then eventually the whole orchestra is playing. So that's the opening of the piece.
Now, do you consider this, is it a slow piece? Is it more of a faster paced piece? Is it pickup? What does that, because I guess I'm picturing as the other instruments are coming in that it does kind of, you know, maybe perk up a bit. Mm-hmm. What can people look forward to?
Well, the piece is almost 20 minutes long, so there are lots of things of all different tempos. And there's some, so it does start slow, and then it picks up, becomes quite fast. The second movement is sort of a waltz. It's a lot of different variations on a waltz, and so that becomes quite fast at times. And then the last movement is kind of like a Russian style jam.
It really cooks.
A banger.
Yeah, it really cooks.
We were just talking about those words. I like how we did that here. Jeremy, do you play an instrument as well?
Is that why I play cello.
Okay, so you play the I was like, do you play the flute? Is that why you wanted to start with the flute?
Well, and that's how we met was Jeremy is a cellist in the Charlotte Symphony. Okay. And so when I joined on the staff there in 2016, it was the same year that you won the job there. Mm-hmm. And that was through a competitive international audition. Mm. And then Victor Wong also joined around that time, and he's principal flute of the orchestra.
Yes.
And I will tell you, I mean, he's a personal friend of all of ours, but you will not find a flute sound that is more dynamic, that can both rest at the highest stratosphere of sound and also have so much energy, vitality, propulsion, and momentum like what Jeremy asks of him to do in that final movement. It's something that the sound gathers you in, and the notes that Jeremy has chosen bring you on this incredible emotional journey that I think reflects a number of our individual experiences, that we'll be able to hear this piece and have not just a shared experience, but be able to say, oh, I related to this, or this reminded me of when I was a kid, and this sort of meditative moment washed over me, or this reminded me of playing soccer as a child, or, you know, as a teenager. And so I think there's a lot of dynamic interest in it that'll keep people engaged.
And that kind of brings me to my next question. What do you say to people who are listening to this interview or hear about the symphony and they're like, oh, the symphony? Like, first of all, do I really want to go to the symphony? That's so, you know, like stodgy. And then the Rock Hill has a symphony? Like, what do you say to kind of, we're just going to be honest. Like, we hear that, but we've all, Trent's been there, I've been there. It is dynamic.
Immersive is the word
so
I like.
So talented. Yeah. Yes, Trent used the word immersive. And you do, and we've said this about you before, like, you are so dynamic, and I feel like that just kind of brings the whole thing together. There's all these educational components. So what do you say to people when they're like, the symphony? Like, really?
I mean, I would start just by saying that's not an uncommon perception. Mm-hmm. I think anywhere, would you agree, mm-hmm. like out in the world?
That's why we talked a lot about what we're wearing.
Yeah. And so it's not unusual for people to either say or feel that. And so that's really natural. I would say, come check us out. Come have an experience. Be in the room where it happens. Be able to have a memory of your Rock Hill Symphony, because the other great thing about the Rock Hill Symphony, not only do they play spectacularly well, and we do these really inventive programs, and in this case, something specific to our community, but you don't have to drive up 77 in the snow to get there.
You sure don't.
You get to have just like within 5 or 10 or 15 minutes of your house, you can have an artistic experience that's accessible. People come wearing all sorts of clothes. People come dressed to the nines and in blue jeans. And my feeling about it is that, you know, if you have a beating heart, there's something for you to attach to in this music. I guarantee some piece on the program is going to trigger and attach to some beautiful part of your inner world. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to describe, but that perception of like it's inaccessible, it's ivory tower, it's stuffy, I don't think it's undeserved over the years, mm-hmm. but I can guarantee that's not your experience at the Rock Hill Symphony.
Right, and I think that's what's the beautiful thing about music. I am a music lover, and music is a huge part of my life and always has been. It's kind of an unwritten language that everyone understands.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it brings people together. Manning just popped his head in. He's also one of your biggest fans. I bought him the Rock Hill Symphony groupie.
Nice.
And, you know, he'll come. We'll go to the same concert, and then we'll come in here on Monday, and I'll say, oh, well, I loved this one. And he'll say, yeah, that was good, but I really loved this one. And so, you know, it kind of sparks conversations as well, which is all about the education piece.
That's right.
Which brings me to the next piece is, you know, this happens at Sullivan Middle School. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you stay and you educate the kids there. And it's a big educational piece. And that's something that's also very important to you.
Well, I feel like being in the musical world, especially in so-called classical music, it's really important to explain what it is that we're doing and what it is that the experiences that people are having. one of the reasons Jeremy's concerto is right before the intermission is specifically so people can go to the lobby and talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be at the pre-concert talk, which happens from 6:30 to 7
right.
in the Media Center, where Jeremy and Victor, who wasn't able to be here this morning, will be able to talk about the piece. And the other part that I think is educational for folks is that these are our friendships. These are our relationships. Mm-hmm. These
right.
are our circles that also have a blooming artistic impact on folks. And I think that can be eye-opening to people, too, that the energy, like when you get together with your friends or hang out with your buddies, like what comes out of that is really beautiful. And in our case, what comes out of our friendship is something that the entire city gets to enjoy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I would just sort of pitch it to you, like, how is it working with, like, Victor constructing this thing? Because you've been at this piece now, working on it for almost a year.
Mm-hmm. Holy mm-hmm. Yeah, this thing has just gobbled up my life for the last
well,
year.
Well, I mean, it is 20 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
So it's not something that you just crank out in an afternoon, for
that's
sure.
That's true.
Well, to be able to hear that, of course, it's this coming, well, not
a week
not tomorrow,
from,
a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Saturday, February the 7th, right there at Sullivan Middle School. The pre-talk is at 6:30 with the concert at 7:30. And we also want to give a quick save the date. We'll be in trouble if we don't for the Rock Hill Symphony Overture Gala. That's going to take place on Thursday, March 19th from 6 to 9 at the Gathering Space. And we'll have you back or somebody from the symphony to talk more about that. But it's got a Palm Royale theme. So we're really excited about that. Get out all your festive colors, your caftans, your fancy dresses. We can start dreaming of warmer weather, right?
Save the date today.
That's it. All right. Well, of course, we're talking to Christopher James Lees and Jeremy Lamb. Thank you both for being here. We can't wait to hear the concert.
It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.